Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mills. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Mack moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive towards the mound. Judd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Doerr. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0-for-1 in the game. Judd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch runs for Buster Mills. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly scores. Fleming moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Mack scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 2 in the game. Judd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Judd reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts towards third. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for Johnny Peacock. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Fox moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Judd hits a line drive towards the mound. Harder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.